Here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Mandalay Bay Arena in Las Vegas for the Andre Ward, Sergey Kovalev 2. This is The Bliss on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Fred Fowler will be joining us shortly. We have had a little bit of issue with our credentials. The Mandalay has been very hospitable. It is a great setup here. But our names weren't on the list, and that makes it hard to get in and get going. So now I am in. Fred is not. He is on the I think he is on a terrorist watch list, so it's taking him a little bit longer to get in than it did me. But I am going to fight through and carry the weight until Fred shows up. Jong, you will be asked to help me carry the weight because Fred is heavy. And we are on Radio Row, which is literally – our table is table one, and we are right next to the stage where they just held the press conference. And Sergey Kovalev is not here, which is unusual. You know, they fight, and the weigh-ins are tomorrow. They're fighting in 2 days. It's usually a fighter would be here, but his camp didn't give much of an explanation as to why he wasn't here. But, of course, Andre Ward's camp made it sound like he's not going to show up. They think he's scared, but that's, I mean, I don't know what exactly is happening with that, but they assure everyone Sergey will be here on Saturday, or I'm sure he'll be here tomorrow for the weigh-ins and, of course, in the ring on Saturday. A lot of jabbing going back and forth between the managers of these fighters, and always the words before a big boxing fight, and we're getting a lot of them here today. There were no, at least as far as I know, horrific stories from our flight yesterday. I almost had my own row, and I was on the aisle seat, and last passenger on the plane was a United employee who was a young lady who was sweating profusely and apparently had run all the way across IAH to catch this flight out to Vegas. And she proceeded to do the worst possible thing you can do to me, which is talk to me for the entire flight.
She was on your row.
Yes, because I was the only row on the plane that just had one person in it. And this lady had that thing. She's like, I think she was 40. She had that thing where she believed everybody wants to bang her.
Ah.
And she passed on offers to sit down from multiple men as she walked back to the back of the plane. At least this is what she told me. She is a lady who used to weigh well over 300 pounds, she said. She got the stomach surgery to, I guess, to make her less fat, and then she got another surgery. And, of course, this is all information I don't want to hear. She got another surgery to remove all the excess skin. And listen, for a 40-year-old lady, she looked pretty good, but I don't think she's the kind of lady that people are, you know, offering up their aisle seats for. But she proceeded to sit down next to me, strip off all of her clothes except for a tank top because she was sweating so much. And then, like I said, she tells me everything from what surgeries she's had to the fact that now the husband she's with now is abusive, and she was not looking forward to going home. Now, he doesn't hit her, but he shakes her a lot, which, of course, this is an awkward conversation for me. So I tell her, well, you know, be careful when you get home. And then she proceeds to tell me about she shouldn't have left her first husband. She was with him for 20 years. She made a mistake. She thought the grass was greener. Fred can vouch for this. He was sitting a row in front of me trying to sleep, and he had a hard time sleeping because she did not stop talking the entire flight. And then she offered to walk with me to the cab pickup. She was going to show me where the Uber pickup was. And I said, well, I've got to get my bag. And luckily that was enough to throw her off the scent. But it was about 3 hours of nonstop talk with a stranger.
Do you not bring headphones?
I do not.
Maybe that's something that you need to start doing.
Yeah, I think so. My plan was to sleep. I had a book, and then I foolishly left the book on the floorboard of my truck. When I grabbed all my stuff out, I don't know why I didn't put it in a bag. But I, in my head, I was going to carry it. And then when we're on the shuttle from the parking place to the airport, I realize I don't have my book, and it's going to make this flight much crappier than it would have been. And I feel like even if I had that book, it would have been enough for her not to bother me. Because who talks to someone who's like deep into a book, right? That doesn't happen.
I mean
normally, normal people don't do that.
It sounds like I don't think she would have cared. I think if you even had your headphones in, I think she would have started talking to you, started like tapping you on the shoulder and started talking to you.
Oh, no. See, the reason that it got opened up is because there was a seat recliner in front of me. And because there was no one in the middle seat, I turned my knees to the inside so I would have a little bit more leg room, which she took apparently as an open invitation to converse.
Maybe she was scouting for her husband number three, and then she thought, hey, this guy looks kind of cute.
It's funny because we went about, and I'm not exaggerating here, about an hour and a half, maybe an hour 45 of the flight with me just sort of nodding and playing on my phone. And then about an hour 45, she asks, what about you? Are you married? And I said, yep, married, 2 kids. And she did act like she was somewhat disappointed that like I don't know that she was disappointed because she wanted this action. I feel like she was disappointed that I didn't volunteer this information earlier when she's telling me about all these personal things that are, you know, really none of my business. So I think she maybe took some offense to that.
And then she just kept talking to you, huh, after that?
Oh, she kept talking. Yeah, it didn't stop her from talking. She continued that. But but I said this to Fred. If that's the worst thing that happens on the flight, it's not that bad. It was manageable. She didn't have BO. She didn't throw up on me. So it could have been worse. I've had worse things happen.
Like somebody almost throwing up on you.
Yes, that would be worse, considerably worse. We will have some guests on later on in the program and, of course, throughout the week. It is only Thursday. It feels like Friday to me, but I guess they're not going to throw us out here for just one show, so we've got 2 shows to do out here. Fred, I'm hoping will be here eventually because he was being detained as I left.
So what exactly happened?
For some reason, I guess neither one of our names was on the list for credentials. And they had us listed for Fight Night credentials, but not for Radio Row credentials. And those are 2 different things. And it seemed like that would be an easy fix. Apparently, it was about a 45-minute to an hour fix for me. And going on an hour and a half for Fred.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah, and I think it's because his last name's Fowler. I was able to get done quickly because I have a non-threatening last name. Fred, they don't trust. And his face is not trustworthy either. I think we can agree on that. So we will talk. We're not going to talk boxing all day. We'll hit on some Astros as the bats woke up last night, which was good to see. And there's a new bat in town. And he's going to add to the confusion, I think, of guys that look like Evan Gattis and Brian McCann and me, bald guys with beards. I was here before those other guys, so I started that trend in Houston, and now everybody who comes up seems to be doing the same thing, which, hey, I'm okay with it. I've got a look. It's a likable look.
Did you know that there was there's a relief pitcher on the Red Sox named Matt Barnes?
No.
There is a relief pitcher on the Red Sox named Matt Barnes. So if the Red Sox get into the bullpen and Matt Barnes comes up and faces Derek Fisher, I think that'd be pretty funny.
That would be extremely funny. Hopefully, this Derek Fisher doesn't have the off-the-court issues that the other Derek Fisher has.
Yeah.
I think we can only hope for his sake that he doesn't have that. But all right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Maybe Fred will be here, maybe not. But if not, we'll survive. We'll fight through. Live from the Mandalay Bay, which is, and it's new. It's not new for us, but it's new for this is the first time in probably 4 or 5 years we've done the show from here, and this is where the fight will be, of course, on Saturday night. I got to tell you quickly about Allied Outdoor Solutions. As the summer months come upon us, it's heating up outside. You want to spend more time outdoors. But if you have a grayed-out patio or a faded pool deck, it makes that time outdoors less enjoyable. But maybe you don't want to tear everything out and start over. That's not cost-effective. It's a big mess. Well, that's where Allied Outdoor Solutions come in. With Carstone Overlay, it'll renovate that faded pool deck or grayed-out patio. It'll give you a superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trowel hand-carved, custom-colored for your place, so it looks great. Twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. Allied can help you figure out how to hang on to some money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and their Best Picks report certified each of the last 5 years. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a Carvestone overlay instead for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carvestone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions. It's a scene about me. There's
something in your way. And now some... ESPN 97.5. Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Mandalay Bay Arena in Las Vegas for the Andre Ward Sergey Kovalev 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz live from Mandalay Bay Resort and Arena, where Andre Ward and Sergey Kovalev will be duking it out on Saturday on pay-per-view. If you did not see the first fight, I would argue it's the best fight in the last couple years, maybe. Most competitive fight in the last couple years. And ended in great controversy where even I thought Kovalev won the fight and Andre Ward was declared the winner. So if any fight ever warranted a rematch, it's this one. And I'm glad they're getting it done swiftly, and I'm glad that it's coming up on Saturday night in a time where we are now throwing parades for fights that are not going to be competitive. I think maybe we should be a little excited about a fight coming up on Saturday that could go either way. I for one at least am, but I'm not into the sideshow as much. So Barry Laminack in studio. Barry, how are you, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. I knew that you would be around.
Did you?
Because I know that you love to do radio, and I know that you love to do radio, particularly when Joel Blank's not in the room. So when the that's opportunity arose, I had a feeling you would be sitting around there.
That's the rumor around the office, is it?
Yeah, that's what that's. It seems to be the scuttlebutt. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if you want to confirm. But
I plead the fifth. Can I just plead the fifth? Is that all right?
Well, you're not on trial here, sir. Oh. I mean, it feels like you can just lie if you want.
I love doing radio with Joel. Seriously.
Okay. There you go. That wasn't hard.
Well, I added a seriously to show you I meant it.
Oh, okay. Was that a comma seriously or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever makes it more believable.
Yeah. It seems pretty legit to me.
He's going to murder me tomorrow now. Watch.
Seriously?
I see what you did there.
Okay, before we move on, we have this Father's Day giveaway that we're going to do on our Facebook page. It's a $100 gift card to Massage Heights. And what it's very simple. All you got to do is I'm going to post on our Facebook page have a funny story about your dad how he injured himself or how it's related to your father. Show dad how much he means this Father's Day with ESPN 97.5 and Massage Heights. A 90-minute massage is only $74.99. Gift cards are always available. Because even the toughest guys need a break sometimes. With 31 Houston locations, there's one near you. Massage Heights provides massages that fit your life at an affordable price. So I will momentarily go and post on our Facebook page a thread. And if you guys want to win a $100 gift card to Massage Heights, post a funny story about your father and how he injured himself. Or it could be your husband and how he injured himself. And the two best ones will win a $100 gift card to Massage Heights.
All right. That's very generous of you, Jong.
Nice. Yeah, I try to spread the love.
You're a man of the people.
Thank you.
So, AJ, I heard you talking about the sideshow of, I assume you're referring to McGregor and
No,
Mayweather.
I was talking about Golovkin Canelo.
Oh.
I was talking about Mayweather and McGregor.
But you and I actually haven't really talked about this much at all. Even, you know, as much as we talk MMA outside of radio, I'm curious, I'm of the mindset that this is a cash grab, obviously. I'll watch it, but I'm not paying for it. I am absolutely not shelling out one red cent for it.
100% a cash grab. And I kind of I thought about it, and I was like, you know, it makes sense for them to do it because the people will pay for it. People are either going to shell out the pay-per-view money at home, they're going to fill the arena here, and there's going to be a bunch of bars filled up, and bars will be excited to pay the fee to have those fights on at their bar. So, you know, the fight is, you've seen the Vegas odds. I mean, yeah. It does not appear that, I mean, I think McGregor is plus 700.
Yeah, I saw last night minus 1,100 for Mayweather, plus 700. See, and my first thought when I see that is, then why even make this fight? It's so far apart.
Because people will pay for it.
Yeah, but that just doesn't,
people will pay for it. I mean, why did CM Punk get into the UFC?
Well,
because people will pay for it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And it's a very similar thing. It doesn't mean it's going to be a good fight. Doesn't mean it's going to be a competitive fight. But there's names attached to it that they know people will tune in to watch.
Yeah, and then and then already the talking heads like Max Kellerman is saying that he would be surprised. He wouldn't be surprised if McGregor doesn't even land a punch. I mean, that's silly to say that. And at the same time, people are talking about, oh well, you know, Mayweather might actually knock McGregor out. That's also kind of silly. I think it's going to be actually really boring at the end of the day. I think it's going to be a terribly boring fight.
Well, I don't disagree on that. I think that I also think that it's unlikely that Mayweather just finishes him off early. I think Mayweather will make a spectacle of it. He'll keep it around for a little while, maybe 4 or 5 rounds, and then I think he'll put him away.
You think he's going to finish him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I don't even think that.
Barry, think about how much better of a boxer Floyd Mayweather has been than guys like Miguel Cotto and Oscar De La Hoya, like legitimately great boxers. Floyd Mayweather's been significantly better than them. Conor McGregor's not a great boxer.
No.
He has great striking for MMA, but there's such a huge gap in the boxing skill of these two guys. And if there's maybe a 5% difference in Floyd Mayweather's skills and Miguel Cotto's skills, I would bet there's a 20 to 25% difference in the skills in pure boxing skills of Mayweather and McGregor. And when there's that much of a skill difference in boxing, it's not like MMA where a big punch can happen or a guy can slip and get choked out. I mean, usually when a guy has that much of a skill advantage, they win the fight. And I just don't see much of a way for that fight to last.
I mean, he doesn't have a lot of punching power, though. Mayweather's not a knockout artist, and that's the only reason I don't think that. I mean, if he finished him, I could see him maybe finishing to the body, but I don't know that he could knock Conor McGregor out.
I don't know why not.
Well, now, I mean, dude, when's the last time he's had a knockout? It was probably, what, 2011?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
But also, remember, Barry, that's against professional boxers.
I understand that. I understand that. But, I mean, don't sell McGregor short from the standpoint that he doesn't know how to keep his hands up. I mean, I understand there's a huge difference. I do understand that. Believe me, I know. Boxing and MMA is not the same as boxing. But at the same time, I don't have a lot of confidence in Floyd Mayweather's power. I think he can pepper him to death, sure. Maybe a TKO, but just a straight knockout, I don't think he can do that.
Well, I don't see why he couldn't. I think that
Barry's falling into the hype.
No, think he is. I hate this fight.
Welcome
friend.
To the show, Fred.
Yeah, I absolutely hate this fight.
But I mean, if think about how much Mayweather touched guys like Manny Pacquiao and Canelo, who are Shane Mosley, who are great fighters, and they got consistently touched by Floyd. Now think about a guy who's not a professional boxer in a boxing ring with the best boxer in the whole wide world. It's just not going to be competitive.
Okay.
So. All right. Well, Barry, I thank you for sitting in. You've done a great service to the people.
As always. He's the best.
Fred got through security.
I could tell when Fred got here because he was breathing real heavy. You could tell he was running.
Well, they did an anal cavity search on Fred to make sure he was safe to come in here. Fred was heavily vetted.
I just got checked.
By the security team here.
I don't know why their hands were on my shoulders, though. I don't really understand that. But I'm here now and a little winded. It's funny because I'm not used to walking around this place sober.
Uh-huh.
So I got lost
on
the way over here. So
all that time in the credential office and they didn't even tell you the right way to go.
Well, they told me where to go, but I still wound up
you
taking a right turn. No, when we're here, they have us down in the basement, basically, and you have to go through all this area where there's – this is the second time I think we've been down here because I remember all the
– Yeah.
You go through the food and services stuff, and it's very interesting. But we're here. We're going to rock and roll. But first, I'm going to tell you that at least when he had his hand on my shoulders, it would have been better if it was on a bed from Texas Mattress Makers.
That would have been cute.
Right? But no. But any day, any time, you can bet the factory over Texas Mattress Makers is going to come up with new technology to up your sleep game. And right now, the Paris and London mattresses both feature the latest in quad-coil technology. And if you go to their website, it's going to explain it. Or if you just go out to the store, they're going to tell you what it's all about. The London even offers up a layer of graphite latex, which is amazing. And that's what I have on my beds. And I sleep like a champ. They make them right there and sell them directly to you. So this is so much better than going to a retail store where you're paying at least 50% more. How about this? The Paris King Set, now $945. Try finding that price anywhere else. And the London Kings are at an all-new low, $1,125. And the London's what I have in my guest bedroom, and everybody who stays there loves it. Great people over there. They're going to make you a fantastic mattress. You're going to sleep better. You're going to save money. You're going to get something custom-made that is done directly for you. That's what they do at Texas Mattress Makers. 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Mr. Crowley. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Mandalay Bay Arena in Las Vegas for the Andre Ward Sergey Kovalev 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here, Mandalay Bay, getting ready for Ward Kovalev 2.
No, I think you mean Ward Kovalev 2.
Okay.
That's what we're getting next door, Ward Kovalev.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I just like to call him Sergey.
I may be wrong. Maybe I've been saying it wrong for years and years. So you learn something new every day is what my mom used to tell me. But my mom also smoked copious amounts of marijuana, so she might not know what she's talking about, too.
That's why I like your mom.
Yeah. You know who's here?
Jeff Stoneback, who is the race and sportsbook manager for the MGM Group here. And are you the man who set the lines for this fight? There is the pressure on you. Uh-oh. Tracy, can we get somebody over here to turn his mic up? Oh. Joseph, maybe Fred can do it.
Let's see. Let's try it. Try it now.
Can you hear me now?
How about this?
Hello?
There we go.
You got me?
That'll work.
Look at me being a tech.
Look at you. You're an engineer, nice. Fred. Yeah, not a tech, an engineer. That's the proper term. Sorry, Jeff. After that introduction, we did not have your mic on. It's Fred's fault. I apologize on behalf of him.
No problem.
Did you set the number for this fight?
Yeah, we put this fight up at Ward as a $1.60 favorite when they fought in November, which was a very good fight. And Ward was a $2 favorite. Controversial decision. All three judges had it 114, 113. So we lowered the price a little bit, $1.60. We've actually taken a couple six-figure bets on Kovalev and
Kovalev.
And
I hate to correct you. I know that must be embarrassing for you.
And he went. That price went down to $1.40. Now we're back taking some money on Ward. We're up to $1.50.
Okay, so it's kind of met in the middle there.
Yes.
What about from a total action stance? This fight the first time or this one at this point, you know, 2 days out, would you say you've seen more action on?
Well, 2 days out compared to the fight in November, we've taken more action.
Okay.
But that's skewed a little bit by those two six-figure bets. But you throw those out, it's about the same that we had the last November. You know, as in any fight, about 90% of the money will come in on the last 2 days before the fight. So we'll get an onslaught of money in the next 2 days, especially on Saturday when people are in it. Entering the arena and, you know, the fight's here at Mandalay Bay, one of our properties.
How much of the betting, what side are the sharps on that are making big bets versus what the public's doing?
Right now, the sharps are not involved in the fight. So that means I've done a good job. I said a good line, you know. So, it's been all public money. The sharps usually wait until the end because the price on a fight usually goes down towards the as it gets closer to the fight because the public likes to bet the underdog. So usually the sharp money comes in late on most fights.
Do you find that having fights like this in the summer is a good business deal for you guys, considering that, you know, every other major sport's kind of out now? Do you see more action on fights now than you would, say, in November, unless it's obviously super fight type thing?
Well, in November, we've always got a crowd in because it's football season.
Right.
So right now, this is kind of nice having this fight. It's there's no NBA going on. The hockey Stanley Cup's over with. It's kind of a dead time for us in the sports book. But, getting one here in the summer. I mean, this next 3 months right here in Las Vegas is going to be great. We got these, you know, the Mayweather fight, the Triple G fight, this fight. So, yeah, it is a bonus for us to have this fight down right here in the summertime.
I'm curious, like you said, they were plus 200. It was plus 200 on Kovalev the last time. If those rounds would have flipped, if Sergey Kovalev wins a unanimous decision by one round, what's the number at this time?
Well, then it probably would have been about a picket. The fight had been a decision had been reversed and this rematch, the fight probably would have been about a pick. But being that Ward won the fight, you got to make him a little bit of a favorite. And so that's what took in a factor.
I always find that interesting because I thought that Kovalev won the fight. And a lot of people obviously thought Kovalev won the fight, but I was curious if that one round, how much of a difference would it make? And it's about 50 cents then, you're saying?
Yeah. Same thing, you know, with any sport, like a football game. If somebody on Monday night blows out somebody and you know, that next Sunday, that line may adjust by a couple points because it's usually what people see last. And the decision was Ward won the fight. So that's in people's minds. So you got to make him the favorite.
I'm curious, I guess you're the man to ask, what are the odds currently for Golovkin and Canelo, which is coming up here in a little bit?
Right now we've got Golovkin minus $1.55 and Canelo's plus a quarter.
Okay.
There has been no movement on that fight. That's what
it's
we
so
opened
far
it
out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so far out, so there's not a lot of action on it yet.
And I don't know, have you guys posted a number here for McGregor Mayweather?
Yeah, we posted that yesterday at 3:30 once it was announced, and we posted it at minus 12 plus $7. And one day later, we are at minus 8 plus 550.
That is unbelievable. I hope they keep betting on that.
We took 68 bets on McGregor before we took a bet on Mayweather. And
unbelievable.
And, the guy that bet Mayweather, though, he's got a lot of confidence in him. He put up 90,000 to win 10,000.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, well, so. I'm going to wait and see if it's 68 to 1 to start. Maybe by tomorrow this time I'll get an even better number on Mayweather. That's what I'm looking for, is a good number on Mayweather. I don't know what's wrong with these people.
Well,
these drunk Irishmen are out here in Vegas acting a fool.
We're going to I tell you what, when that fight goes off, we're going to really need Mayweather, because it's hard to get some money back when you have such a big price like that. And everybody that's going to be coming up, they're not going to want to put up their $100 to win $15 or $10 or whatever. They're going to want to put up their $100 to win $500 or something.
I am no psychic. I am no prophet, no oracle. But I think you're going to be all right.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure. I'm
pretty sure you won't lose your job over that one.
It's, usually we are all right. There's times where we're not. You know, I mean, we've had situations.
Crazier things can happen.
Yeah,
but not many crazier things could happen.
Well,
I don't think.
You know, it's funny because when Holly Holm beat Ronda Rousey. Mm-hmm. That was almost the same situation here. She was like a 7-1 underdog. Rousey was like minus 14 or whatever. That was on a Saturday during college football season. And I turned to my boss. It wiped out our day. We got destroyed on it. Wiped out our day for college football. I said, who would have imagined 10 years ago our college football day would have been wiped out by two women fighting?
By a woman's fight. Wow.
Yeah.
That is pretty wild. Would you guess that the total that you guys take for that fight is going to blow away every fight for this year?
I think the total on the fight, the handle on the fight will be a little bit hampered by the big price there, you know, because when we have these other big fights,
Close, people want to bet on it.
Yeah, you know, so people, we've got some large bettors. They'll come in, they'll lay $300,000 to win $100,000. And nobody's, we're going to ask them, hey, you're going to put up $800,000 to win $100,000. So that's probably what's going to keep it down, you know. Probably the biggest fight we had was the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. And a lot of money from the Philippines comes in, a lot of big money from the Philippines anytime Pacquiao fights. So, you know, that money would have to be replaced, and it's going to be replaced by the UFC, which is a lot of millennials and stuff, you know. So, you know, they don't usually bet as much or have the bankroll that any of the others do. So, I mean, as far as the number of tickets written, I'm sure it's going to be, it'll probably exceed the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight.
But probably not have the big tickets that you're looking
at.
Right,
so the handle may not be as big as that.
What's the amount that you guys will be comfortable taking on McGregor before you're like, all right, that's enough, and you know, start to move that number down again?
Well, we've already moved the number down, so we've been a little uncomfortable.
it's already gone. That's unbelievable in one day or 2 days that it's done that
and,
much.
And that's, I mean, across the board. I mean, not only our company, but, you know, we see what's offshore and everything. And there's that thing has been dropping like crazy the last day everywhere around the world.
How are the props? How much money do you think you'll do on the props on this fight?
On the fight to
Ward Kovalev. Ward Kovalev.
Well,
I can't even do that.
Yeah, the most popular is always picking the round, the knockout round. And, you know, like I said, probably I said 80 to 90% of the money comes in the last day. I'd say 95% of the money on that comes in on the final day of the fight. So we should do okay on the props. I mean, there's some nice juicy odds out there. We've got anywhere from minimum of 20 to 1 to knockout to up to 75 to 1. So, you know, and people are always enticed by that. So we should do pretty well on the pick the round props and then pick the exact outcome of the fight.
That is Jeff Stoneback, the race and sportsbook director here at the MGM Properties, including Mandalay Bay. You know Jeff is a baller because he's one of those Vegas guys that has two pretty girls sit with him everywhere he goes. That is a telltale
and a sharp
sign.
And a sharp jacket with no tie.
Yeah,
that's how you know a player.
He's got the look. What kind of watch? Where's your watch?
Let me see. Even have a watch.
The watch?
I got you. Guys might need to get, they are pretty girls.
You
I
might
mean,
need
I don't
to get three pretty girls next time if you're not going to wear a watch. I don't know. But I appreciate the time, Jeff, and good luck to you this weekend, man. Not too much luck, but good luck to you.
Thank you.
Nice. All right.
All right. All
right, guys. I got to tell you about Man Centers, who they are trying to change the game in men's health. And, you know, men, we are stubborn people. We sometimes don't like to admit that there's a problem until it's too late. and there's, it's senseless. You're not that tough, bro. Just go get checked out. Prevention is the key. Guys need to get checkups before they actually see symptoms of things like genital pain, prostate and urinary issues, or concerns about STDs. Just go get checked out every once in a while. Make sure everything's working the right way. And with an easy annual checkup, Man Centers is helping you, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives. And if you have any of these issues, general male wellness, fertility evaluations, general pain concerns, sexual dysfunction, low T, prostate issues, STD evaluations, they take care of all of that at Man Centers. And they want to make sure to that Man Centers is – they're focusing on the things that men need worked on. You're not going and waiting in line behind a bunch of women. You're not – there's not a bunch of kids in there who's got boo-boos on their knees. This is a place to go just for you to get checked out. Guys, women have OBGYNs. Men have Man Centers. Make sure you check them out. ManCenters.com. That's ManCenters.com. It's dangerous, the things
we do. I'm baby. ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Mandalay Bay Arena in Las Vegas for the Andre Ward Sergey Kovalev 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, and it's fun, it's sun, it's a volleyball tournament, and it's a beach party. It's SunFest 2017, presented by Pacifico. Celebrate summer with ESPN 97.5 Saturday. Grab your sunscreen, beach towel, chair, and head out to each beach to play beach volleyball. Look for hidden treasure in a beach dig and hang out with your favorite sports radio host. Log on to ESPN975.com for all the details and find out how you can play to win a four-night stay at any Red Roof Inn in the USA. And yeah, we're just talking to Tracy there about our next trip out here for Canelo and Triple G.
Yeah, that's going to be a big fight. And apparently the tickets for that thing are not cheap.
No. So basically it's a Subaru.
It's going to be tough.
And not a used Subaru, maybe a used Subaru, but slightly used. All right, so did you get a chance to tell the people about the screaming Russian chick and the chick on the plane with you the whole time?
Oh, I told him about the chick on the plane. I forgot about the little Russian girl who was, I don't know if she was angry. I don't know if she was confused. But when we were eating dinner last night at the airport waiting for our plane to take off, how old would you say that girl is?
18, well, no, I think she was in her 20s maybe, okay. Early 20s, 21.
I mean, just starts yelling at someone to leave me alone.
And then starts screaming, I'm okay! I'm okay! In a Russian accent.
And it's a girl who, you know, she's talking to a guy, and it's almost like she wasn't yelling rape, but it sounded like that was the tone in her voice, was like she was under distress from this guy. I thought maybe there was like a domestic disturbance.
No, what was happening was, and I don't like these new things that they have at the airport where you just order everything on the iPad.
On an iPad,
yeah. I'm not a fan of that. I get that it's easier for them, but I like going and sitting at a bar and ordering a burger and talking to a human being.
Right.
And those things are still pretty confusing if you don't know how to use them. And if you're a little mentally off, then
or if you're from a foreign country,
yeah.
Yes.
And so she couldn't figure it out, so the guy came over to explain it to her, and she just blew up at him. And then her grandmother or mother, I'm not sure which, came over. And so
I think it was her grandmother.
Yeah, this whole thing blows up, and then they finally get her calmed down. And then it turns out grandmother finds out that they're supposed to be at gate C-45, not gate C-9. And anyone who's been to Bush knows
that's
it.
A long way.
And that their flight's supposed to leave in 10 minutes. I'm like, there is no chance for these two. So, that was bizarre. And then the chick on the plane was pretty bizarre. But otherwise, man, pretty smooth trip. And the other thing that I'm kind of pissed because I was going to upgrade to first class, but I can't because it's on HBO's credit card. And for some reason, they wouldn't let me change it. So, I don't know. I got to get that figured out, man. That's a pain in the ass. But at least I didn't have a recliner in front of me.
Yeah, you lucked out. I did have a recliner.
We had a pretty smooth flight. And the hotel here, I have to say, I've bitched about the Luxor a lot. Those towers are pretty cool.
Not bad.
And I don't know if you tried the workout room yet, but that place is fantastic. So
I have not.
I'm sure you will at some point. Dude, this is the tamest I have ever been on a Vegas trip.
Yeah, we
I'm kind of embarrassed by
crashed out early last night. I mean,
it was funny. When we got in, we both got we went down to try to play the 11 o'clock tournament at the Luxor
at about 11:30,
and found out that there is no longer a poker room in the Luxor.
Yeah, just closed.
They've just shut it down and said, "Oh, go on over to Excalibur or Mandalay." And then instead of let's go get into some mischief, like nope, go home.
No, I said I'm going to sit at a blackjack table until they bring me a bottle of water, and then I'm going to go to sleep.
Well, I found the new sneaky way to get water. Just go to the gym and pull about two or
That's
three bottles with you and take them back to the room. But no, it's a pretty nice setup, and I love Mandalay. This is one of my favorite casinos.
It's a beautiful place,
and,
man.
I love coming here. So, but kind of a busy day, and I that's why it's kind of my fault for not getting all this credential stuff sorted out sooner, is because I was dealing with some. You know, other work stuff this morning and got behind and didn't get. I just figured it would be quick as always, right? Not so much.
Yeah.
But all good. We're here, ready to rock and roll. Jong, did you miss me at all?
Of course.
But, you know, so we're sending. Do you know who we're sending for the Golovkin fight?
Nick.
Like, who's coming with us?
Nick's coming with
us? Yeah, Nick Sciarra is coming.
Because I had another thought. At some point, Jong should come with us.
How much of a pain would that be, Jong?
I don't know if it would be a pain, but I do have a lot of stuff that I do here, too.
But if you knew 3 months ahead of time, you get all your work done, and you're set up, and then you can work from here, too. We have computers.
That's true.
So I think you should get the opportunity to come out here and experience this with us sometime. Preferably not when I'm being sober, Fred, though.
Yeah.
That's no fun. But... yeah, I also realized I have not eaten a bite today. I've been so busy.
I haven't either. I did have some coffee, though. That's kind of kept me rolling.
I've had 2 cups of coffee and about 8 waters today. But
it's good. It's good for your diet.
Yeah, well, I keep track of calories. And I went out. I hit the gym, and I went for a run. And I was at like minus 900 before I walked over, because it keeps track of like all the steps and all that stuff. I'm like, yeah, I might want to eat something at some point. But... hey, guys, got to tell you about Pro Flowers. And guess what? I didn't forget my anniversary this time. Well, I did, but thanks to Pro Flowers, they reminded me. And the wife was happy. And they've just launched their brand new Pro Gifter service, the easiest fail-proof way to never forget an event and look awesome all year. The Pro Gifter service allows you to schedule 3 bouquet deliveries, same or different, to 3 addresses or the same, up to a year in advance. And if you procrastinate... or forget that anniversary or birthday, like I do all the time, this is a service for you. 3 bouquets with vases and free shipping, all for just $99.
Yep, that's going to save you money. It's going to make you look like you care, even though you probably don't care that much. It's going to make you look thoughtful, even though you're probably not. But that's okay. That's what this service is all about. I know you can think of an occasion you should send flowers for. Don't waste time. Just get it done now so you don't have to think about it later on. Go to proflowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. Pick your flowers, set the delivery date, and you're done. It's that easy. It's Pro Flowers, proflowers.com.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hold on to your butts.
On ESPN 97.5.